What's up? This is Boovies on Up, and it's October, our favorite month of the year. So sit back, join us month long as we talk about a lot of horror movies.
What's up? This is Boovies on Up, episode 5 in our list of our top 50 horror movies of all time. It is the top 20 this week, number 20 through number 16. And seated across from me, as always, is the monster to my Dr. Frankenstein. That's Mr. Dave Becella.
Ha ha ha.
Is that what the monster says?
That's my Frankenstein impression. It's really bad.
It's good. I thought it was. The fact that I had to ask just shows how ignorant I am. That's Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies on Up, and this is our top 20.
We're halfway top through 50. October. We're 30% through, 60% through.
There you go. We're a percentage through our top 50 list. We got 20 movies left. By the time we are done,
we'll be 100% complete.
Yes, we will be 100% complete. We're going to run down our next 5 movies. And we're going to start with a director that we've already mentioned. It is not Steven Spielberg, but
he quote unquote directed a movie earlier in this list.
Yes. That guy is Tobe Hooper, who did 100% direct 1974's The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Starring Marilyn Burns, Edwin Neal, and Alan Danziger. Like most classic horror movies, this one has been remade, and when the remakes kind of end up falling flat, it really underscores how great the first one was, how they were able to make a great, not quite as gory as you think it is for a movie that's called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but a really scary horror movie with a really iconic character. They did it in 1974, and, you know, in the last 30 years, 40 years, haven't managed to do it better.
No, I mean, the Jessica Biel remake in early aughts was all good. Right. It was good, but it's not this. It's a weird movie to compare it to. This almost feels like Blair Witch Project, almost, because of the way it's shot. It's so grainy.
And the way they marketed that
movie.
It
feels like you're just watching footage, and it's scary. I mean, it's creepy. You spend time with these characters. You get to know them. The way it's shot with a hammer to the head, like, out of nowhere. And then it's so well done. This was higher on my list. Like, this was way higher on my list. It's an all-time classic. I wouldn't even just say horror movie. If you take movies, do they do what they set out to accomplish? This is one of the most successful, I think. I feel like this is, as a true horror movie, is one of the best ever made. We're 43 years later, and they're still trying to make Leatherface movies. There's a Leatherface movie coming out this year, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a sequel to our number 19 coming out this year. I feel like we're going to get it. This is another director that has already been mentioned once on the list, and it is Michael Dougherty. And our number 19 is his 2007 anthology, Trick or Treat, starring Anna Paquin, Tamo Pinnicket, and Brian Cox. In a more fair world, I feel like this would be the creep show for a newer generation, just minus most of the star power. And I think Sam could be a horror icon right up there with Freddy or Jason, but with a lot less sequels, of course.
I think he kind of is. Like, I think this is one of those where I think Sam has infiltrated the pop culture, where I think people recognize, they may not know where he's from, but they know that character.
Certainly, I think he's up there in terms of horror fans. I don't know that it's kind of penetrated the rest of the culture, but I mean, I wouldn't argue.
It's creepy as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the lollipop, Dave's pointing out
a Sam Pop figure
in his mess of other Marvel ones. It's a great character. Great stories that all intertwine together, and it doesn't feel forced at any point. Whereas in some of the, like, those wraparound scenes and like VHS maybe didn't work out so well. These ones I think were great, and it kind of takes you back and forth through the time frame on this particular night.
It treats an anthology movie like Crash or like Babel, like one of those movies where there's multiple storylines
and they sort of intersect at times.
It ties them all together, and it's done so well, and I love how it was done. And But somebody give him money to make a sequel, please. Because, yes, I'm happy we got Krampus. I'm very happy we got Krampus. He's doing Godzilla versus King Kong. The dude's very talented. But no matter what he does, as he gets bigger and bigger projects, I will never not want another trick-or-treat movie.
The director of our number 18 has got a more expansive filmography. Quite a few horror movies to his name.
A lot of great TV work.
A lot of great TV work. And it is Neil Marshall. His 2005's The Descent ascends to our number 18 position, starring Shauna McDonald, Natalie Mendoza, and Alex Reed. There are, I think, deep lizard brain fears that we have as humans, like enclosed spaces or the dark. Marshall manages to add monsters into those two. And I think what's the most terrifying thing about this movie is that in addition to putting his characters in a really terrifying situation, he makes you care about.
Yeah, I'm going to compare this to our 29 and our 30, both for different reasons. I praise Train to Busan for making great characters that you don't want to see die. The Descent does that. The Descent gives you these characters, this friendship. You know, you have the one that has this tragic thing happen and their relationship. This is her trying to come out. And then it's From Dusk Till Dawn in a way, because this starts out as just a spelunking gone wrong movie and then turns into a spelunking gone really the fuck wrong movie. So you have that claustrophobic first half where that's scary enough. The scene of them crawling through the and the falling and the leg, like, it's scary already. And then you throw in monsters, and it's terrifying. Then you throw in them turning on each other, and it's so good because you care about every character. Every death matters. Every death means something. It's not the most uplifting ending. I like the original ending without the tacked-on American ending better, but they both work. Really, really good movie. It's another one of those that when I think about what I want in a horror movie, this delivers everything.
I think it's accurate to say at this point forward, pretty much what I want in a horror movie is in all of these. That's certainly apparent in our number 17. It is from 1981, directed by Sam Raimi. Of course, it is The Evil Dead, starring Bruce Campbell, Ellen Sandweiss, and Betsy Baker. I think this might just be like the best example of just a couple buddies getting together with a camera and just doing what they've been doing, just letting it fly. For having maybe just a couple more dollars than Dave and I have to produce this show to fund their movie, I think Raimi does a fantastic job with the effects. And even now, I think they hold up. The camera through the window, I think, is great. And that scene with the trees, where they get a little handsy, it's wonderful filmmaking. And even 30 years later, like, you can still see the same DNA in Raimi's movies now. He's still making them the same way.
The Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2.
100% is Evil Dead.
Is Evil Dead. And I love visual directors, and this is people with not much money who are making up for it with using the camera instead of special effects. And I really like it. And, you know, I maybe like the second one more, which transitions us into another favorite horror sequels.
Not
like,
the slasher sequels.
Not the slasher sequels. We did horror sequels. I think Evil Dead 2 comes to mind. It's basically Evil Dead remade with more humor
with more
and
money.
A bigger budget. Pet Sematary 2, completely different movie, I think is really fun. It takes away all the heart and the psychological aspect of Pet Sematary and makes a dumbed down version of it, but it's really fun. Like, I can't compare it to it, but it's a completely different movie, but it's really, really fun. And then Final Destination 2. We don't really mention Final Destination in this list, but I think Final
Destination... Yeah, if you were waiting.
Yeah, it's not in the top 15 or whatever. I really like Final Destination 2. But then this bonus list also transitions very nicely into
a horror sequel that didn't make our horror sequel bonus list, because it gets its own spot on our list. At number 16, it is from 1986, directed by James Cameron, is Aliens, starring Sigourney Weaver, Michael Biehn, and Carrie Henn. This and Terminator 2, I think, are the best examples of Cameroning a sequel. If one Alien or one Terminator is scary / borderline unbeatable, then more is better. I think the Alien is one of the best movie monsters ever, so more of that takes you from sheer horror to a more like action-y feel, a bit like Attack the Block or The Raid, which didn't officially make the list. But, I mean, it's an action movie. It's a science fiction action movie. but it's still scary as shit.
We tried not to fill lists with like all the Nightmare sequels and Friday the 13th sequels. This one we couldn't. Like this one is the first one.
So you can read into that
that list?
Aliens probably.
Maybe?
Well, it hasn't been on the list yet, so it can't be lower. But yeah, it is higher. Just how much higher? I don't know. Maybe check out
next week.
Next episode?
Oh yeah, next episode.
Maybe even higher than that. Who's
to say? You might have to wait till next week, even though there is another episode later this week.
Or you could just listen to them all at once, in which case, I don't know, give us about like an hour and we'll get to it. That's 20 through 16, so we're in our top 15. Next episode, I mean, they've all been really good, but I just think they get even better. It's harder to pick.
It's nuts how much I love. Like I say, I love these movies, and I do, and I just get stronger and stronger feelings as we go on.
It's a real Sophie's choice going from then on out. I mean, we've got
not just some of my favorite horror movies. We've got some of my favorite movies ever.
Next week, we're gonna have at least a all-time favorite of Dave's, and you know, a couple really, really great horror movies to find out what they are.
Keep
Come on
up.
Back.
Keep oh, it yeah. Up. Keep it up.